This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome. Kakra began an empowering message titled How to Face an Uncertain Future, based on a prophecy Jesus gave in Luke 21 verses 25 to 28. Yesterday, he explained that in uncertain times, we must avoid the problem. Today, Kakra continues. Let's join in.
Number two is the key of preparation. You know, when there is a prophecy, what it means is that it's giving you an advance warning to do what? To prepare so they are not caught off guard. For example, when God told Noah that there was going to be a flood on the earth, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, by faith, Noah, being moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So the Bible says that when the prophecy came, it didn't mean that Noah didn't have anything to do. He had to prepare. He had to build an ark. He had to get the animals. He had to get water. He had to get food. So every prophecy or every problem has its own unique preparations that you must make. I've made preparations in my house. I've got food. I've got medicine. I've got water. On top of the fact, I'm also praying. I'm not sitting there saying that because I've prayed, I won't make any preparation. No, I'm going to pray and I'm also going to make the preparation because it's very important. So the key of preparation. Number three is don't be afraid. Now in Luke chapter 21 verse 26, Jesus said, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking upon those things which are coming upon the earth. Jesus said, in times of uncertainty, the natural response is for you to be afraid. But he said to his disciples, don't be afraid. And he gave them a key as to how to avoid fear. He said they will be afraid because they will be looking upon those things which are coming upon the earth. In other words, they're going to just look at things from a natural perspective. They're going to listen to the news. They're going to listen to BBC. They're going to listen to CNN. They're going to listen to TV3. They're going to listen to GBC. They're going to listen to the radio. And they're going to receive a lot of negative reports. And this negative report is going to feed your fear. But Jesus said, that's not the way. You should not feed your fear. Rather, you should starve your fear so that the fear dies. So don't look on the earth. What should you do? Look up to heaven. He says, men's heart failing them for fear and for looking upon those things coming upon the earth. So don't be afraid. What you have to do is that look at Jesus. When you look at Jesus, fear will melt away. I like Psalm 23 verse 5. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In other words, the fact that you are a Christian does not mean that you will not walk through dark valleys. It will happen. But your response is what is key. He said, I will fear no evil. He said, I've decided not to fear anything. Why? He said, thou art with me. In other words, the presence of God drives away fear. So in these times, if you're facing a lockdown, let me tell you something. One of the things you can do is that you can cultivate the presence of God. You can, the presence of God is a spiritual presence, but you can sense it. So somebody said, how can I do that? Let me tell you one way that you can cultivate the presence of God. In John chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible says, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. As you read the word of God, you study it. In these times that sometimes some of us may face a lockdown, study the word of God. And as you study, do you know what's going to happen? The Bible says the word will become flesh. In other words, Jesus will manifest himself to you as you study the word. Then you begin to enjoy the presence of God. And as you enjoy the presence of God, you know what's going to happen? Fear is going to run away. Because when you are in the presence of a very strong, you know, when I was in advanced film school, I used to have friends who were very strong. One of them was called Stagali, very strong guy. And sometimes we would go to town. And as young boys, we would cause some commotion somewhere. But, you know, we was assured that Stagali was with us. Because if there was any fight, he was going to take care of the fight for us. So because of his presence, we're always bold and fearless, because he will beat our enemies for us. My big brother Moses was also a karate champion. Same. Anytime I was with him, I felt safe because I knew that he would take care of all my enemies. So it is with God. The presence of God is key. Now it brings me to the next key, key number four. What is that? In Luke 21 verse 28, Jesus said, "When these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws near." He gave a specific instruction. He said, look up. Now, what does it mean to look up? Now, I believe that to look up, it can mean various things, but I want to give you three meanings of that word, look up. Number one, I believe it means to look up to the mercy of God. In Psalm 123 verse 1, David said, "Unto thee do I lift up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens." Then verse 2, he said, "As the eyes of a servant look unto the hand of their masters, and the hand of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look up on you until we have mercy from God." So here, David said, I look up, but what I'm looking up to God for is mercy. So I want you to pray for mercy. Mercy means that God should give you something you don't deserve. This morning I woke up, I was praying. And one thing I prayed for the church. I prayed for all the members. I said, God, have mercy on us. May coronavirus not touch us. We don't deserve it, but have mercy on us. That's why Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain only two things, mercy and help in the time of our need." So when we cry for mercy, we are not crying for justice. We don't deserve it. Maybe you've been a bad boy. Maybe you've been a bad girl. But you want to pray for the mercy of God, that God will keep you and protect you in this time of the coronavirus. So it says, look up. What does it also mean to look up? It means to depend on God for your protection. In Psalm 121 verse 1, the Bible says, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Verse 5 says, "The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand." 6 says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." Then it says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore." That's verse 8. Now, you know, in these times of coronavirus, sometimes we have to go out, sometimes we have to come in. But the Bible says that even as you go out and you come in, God can preserve you. So this psalm is a psalm of protection. I want to give you some advice. I want you to read the psalm every morning. Why? Because as you read the psalm every morning, you'll be speaking protection over you and your family. The word of God is like a bullet. What releases the power is when it is confessed. So the word is the bullet and your mouth is the tongue. That's why Proverbs 18 verse 20, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." In other words, the power is released by the tongue. That's why I want you to read it aloud every morning. Just read it aloud. Just say it and confess it. And as you confess it, you will be empowering the spirit realm, and God will protect you from all evil. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. So we look up to God for protection. Now I go to the next point, which is point number 5. The next thing that you must have in these difficult times, that you must have hope. In Luke 21:28, Jesus said, "When these things begin to come to pass," in other words, they will happen, "look up and lift up your eyes." Now when you lift up your eyes, I believe it's a symbol of hope. When you lose hope, your head goes down, your eye goes down, which means you have lost hope. Now, one of the most dangerous things that can ever happen to you is when you lose hope. When you lose hope, it drains your strength. It sucks your energy. God never fails. The power of God is real. But what you must not do is you must not lose hope. Because when you lose hope, what it means is that God cannot help you. Because now you have lost hope in God. That's why people commit suicide. Why? They have lost hope. So maybe you're going through a difficult time, but I want you to know that You will survive this time. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. I tell you, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light about me. Let me tell you something. The righteous man will fall 7 times, but when he falls, he shall rise again. The problem is not the falling. The problem is in the rising. Hope will help you to rise. So don't lose hope. Have hope in God, irrespective of the circumstances, so that you will have strength. In Isaiah 42 verse 4, the Bible says about Jesus, he shall not fail nor be discouraged. In other words, discouragement is a major source of failure. When you are discouraged, you will fail. That's why you must have hope. So how are you going to have hope? Is this something that's untested to you by osmosis? The answer is no. Let me give you one key how you can have hope all the time and be joyful even in difficult times. In Lamentations chapter 3 verse 21, Jeremiah said, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, Jeremiah was a man who suffered greatly. He was imprisoned, he was put in a pit, he was locked up, he was beaten. But here, he revealed one of his secrets. He said, one of my secrets that helped me to survive all these difficult times was hope. And he said, I got hope from God's word. He said, this I recall to my mind. So I want you to recall the word of God to your mind. And the Bible says, Romans chapter 8 verse 31, it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? This is a word that you can recall every time and remember. Do you know why? Because, you see, bad memories make you angry. Good memories make you happy. Bad memories make you lose hope. Good memories bring hope. So when it comes to your memories, you must be intentional. Every time, try and play good memories. Have a playlist in your mind that's always playing good memories about God, testimonies about God, the word of God. And I tell you, you'll have hope. Even though things may not be all right around you, you'll still have hope in God and be joyful, even in the most difficult circumstances.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when we face an uncertain future, we must prepare for it and not be afraid. We must also look to God for mercy, protection, and have hope in Him. Join us same time tomorrow as Kakra continues this exciting message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God, or you are backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, blessed with the fruit of the womb. Wow. It says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me concerning the fruit of the womb. You did. And I never stopped believing after your prayer. I write to testify of the goodness of the Lord, that it is now confirmed that I am pregnant. God bless you so much.
The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.